Iron Rod, Part 2. The Book of Amos, Chapter 2, I'm going to summarize it. There was child sacrifice. And then Judah, it talks about the sins of Yehuda, 3 crimes. They haven't observed God's laws. Their lies have caused them to fall into error, and they live the way their ancestors did. The judgment will be, I will send fire on Yehuda and will consume the palaces of Yerushalayim for Israel's 3 crimes, no 4, and I will not reverse it, because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes, grinding the heads of the poor in the dust and pushing the lowly out of the way. Father and son sleep with the same girl, profaning my holy name, lying down beside any altar on clothes taken in a pledge, drinking wine in the house of their God, bought with fines they imposed. All right. And also, Judah didn't bring down the, and I believe this is in Ezekiel, remove the high places, usurped authority over order in God's house, bringing an unacceptable incense, offered reforms, not complete nor long lasting. All right, let's look at this. Let's break it down. Judah again. Okay, this is a reiteration. 1, they despised the law of the Lord. 2, they kept not his commandments. 3, he caused them to err. 4, they despised the Lord. They had aversion. They had contempt for the Lord God. 5, actively repudiated God's law. 6, passively despised God's laws by not keeping it. And so their punishments are going to be great. This is the divine wrath on Judah. Fire, Jerusalem's palaces, fortresses, and citadels destroyed. And they had a failure to heed God's chastening. The judgment on is destroying of the holy law, consequently breaking the commandments and regulations concerning worship and life, and the consequence is self-destruction. They are given over. Because they didn't have a love of the truth, it says in Thessalonians, the strong delusion came upon them. And what are their idols? Their idols are anything except for worship of God. Your way is your idol. Your pension funds are your idol. I mean, I could go on and on. Your political system, you've not leaned on the hand of God. You have a failure. There's a failure to heed God's chastening. So, God's iron rod of correction is coming, and it will begin with his house first. And we've already seen it begin this last weekend. It's now the 6th of November, 2023. This message I've been working on for about a week. After Yom Kippur, okay? On Yom Kippur, I read, the Lord had me go and meditate on the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. And this is, he's judging his house now. It begins with the leadership. And there's a famine for hearing the pure word of God. We just want to hear what we want to hear. We want to decide, because our flesh and the world and the devil are operating in us. We're unsanctified Christians. We want to decide that we know what the Lord says. And so we're going to usurp our positions, and you have children ruling over you. This is a judgment in the house of God. Ezekiel 14 says the shepherds have been trampling down the good pastures. There's covetous shepherds, rather, and they sow the seeds of prosperity, gospel, itching ears, false prophets. They've leavened the body of Christ. And, oh, they've come to the Lord, and they've tried to be personal correction, but they have not repented for enabling false teachers and false prophets. And you could list the name of them, the prosperity gospel, the pulpit prostitutes and pimps, I am God teachings. No, you're not. Thank God you're not God. And also, they become spiritually blind. And their pride is lifting them. Well, they boast. We wanted to even stay longer and help this ministry. with 24-karat, bathroom fixtures. Yeah, well, that's what's, you're going to see those in hell if you don't repent. Because it's leavened your ministry and it's blinded your eyes to the truth. The truth. Your discernment has become corrupted. And then you have a hard heart. A hard heart is a shield. The gospel can't penetrate. Your hearts have become calloused. But you think you have the Torah. Jesus upbraided the religious leaders. He called them, you brood of vipers, in Matthew. You brood of vipers. You take a person and you go to the ends of the earth to reach them, to proselytize them, and you make them twice the son of hell that you are. Now, I know that's a heavy, serious word, but in many other nations, and I've seen this over the years, missionaries have come in with these teachings from these prosperity people in the church, which is now the Mondo Apostate Church in the West. Oh, guess what? And Jesus wasn't religious? No, he was the most unreligious son of God you've ever to exist. And he hated the religious spirit. Why? Because the religious spirit murdered him. The gospel cannot penetrate a hard heart. There's a shield around it. There's a callous heart. You start to preach this truth and they don't even hear it. And then they go on, I've done this and I've done that and I studied under this false prophet and enabled this person's ministry that taught merchandising in the church. Jesus has upbraided the merchandisers in the church beginning his ministry and at the end of his ministry. Who are they serving? Well, they're serving Caesar. They're serving the 501c3s. They're serving the institutional denomination. Oh, wait a minute. Women aren't allowed in ministry. That's not what the scripture says. They take one verse, they take out of context. Why? Because a third of their denomination, they're Masons. Whoa. What's it about, guys? What's it about? The Masonic handshakes override the nations that they live in. And the scripture says you are to seek the welfare of the nation that God has called you into. This is not a, I'm just here to take advantage of it and make it work for me and for my, Babylonian, Roman, political religious system. No. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Pilate, if I was, I'd send for my servants and they take their swords and we'd have battle. No, but you're right. I am a king. And the Lord's kingdom is coming. And it is coming through his holy temple, the body of Christ, that is under the headship of Christ, not the headship of Caesar. Thank you very much. Okay, so they're greedy dogs, blind. They say they're watchmen, but what are they watching? They're watching their ministry. They're pushing forward their ministry instead of coming to the cross and surrendering and allowing the Holy Spirit to raise them up. Ezekiel 34 discusses the wicked shepherds. They feed themselves. They butcher the flock. They take them down to, urinated, defecated, muddy streams. Those are teachings. And they scatter God's sheep in all the high mountains and over the hills. But the Lord will come and he will gather his sheep, the remnant, those that are his. And Zephaniah says, in the last days, there will be a godly, sorrowful weeping over the condition of the church. Amos, let's go to Amos 5. Whew. This breaks my heart. I over the decades, I have laid on the floor and wept and fasted and cried out for these leaders. And then God says, people usually, he sends me in, I'm often the last call. And then they fall. The last call before they fall. Amos 5:10, they hate anyone promoting justice at the city gate. They detest anyone who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and extort from them levies of grain, although you've built houses of cut stone, you will not live in them. And though you've planted pleasant vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how numerous are your crimes and how outrageous your sins, bullying the innocent, extorting ransoms, pushing the poor aside at the gate. At times like these, a prudent person stays silent, for it is evil. An evil time. See good and not evil, so that you will survive. Then Adonai Elohei Tzavaot will be with you. That's the Lord. That's the God of the armies of heaven. You've made war against God. You've made war as you say he is. You say he is the God of war against evil. Hate evil, love good, and uphold justice at the gate. Maybe Adonai Elohei Tzavaot will take pity on the survivors of Yosef. All right. I'm going to continue here with a few selected verses from Amos 4 and 5. I'll start with Amos 4, 1 through 3. Listen, you lovely cows of Bashan who live on Mount Shomron, who oppress the poor and grind down the needy, who say to their husbands, bring me something to drink. Adonai Elohim has sworn by his holiness that your time is surely coming. You will be dragged away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks. You will leave through breaks in the wall, each woman right behind the next, and be sent off to Harmonah, says Adonai. Come to Bethel and commit crimes, to Gilgal and commit more crimes. Bring your sacrifices in the morning and your tithes after 3 days. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering. Brag in public about your voluntary offerings, because that's what you love to do, Israel, says Adonai Elohim. That's what you love to do. Let's go to chapter 5. And then he says what the judgments are. I withheld the rain. I brought famine and blight and plagues. I overthrew you, and I dealt with you. And what is your problem? Don't you see this? Let's go to Amos 5. I'm just going to go linear here. Verse 4. For here's what Adonai says to the house of Israel. If you seek me, you will survive. But don't seek Bethel or enter Gilgal or pass on into Beersheba. For Gilgal will certainly go into exile. And Bethel will come to nothing. It will come to nothing. If you seek Adonai, you will survive. Otherwise, he will break out against the house of Yosef like fire, devouring Bethel with no one to quench the flames. Let's jump down here too. And I could read the whole thing, but I'm just making a point. These are the issues that are being presenting themselves currently. They hate promoting justice at the city gate and detest anyone who speaks the pure truth. I believe I said this before. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and extort from the levies of grain, though you've built houses of cut stone, your judgment's coming. Your judgment is coming. It is coming. For your crimes are numerous and outrageous sins, bullying the innocent, extorting. Let's go to, I utterly loathe, he says, your festivals. I take no pleasures in your solemn assemblies. If you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I consider the peace offerings of your stall-fed cattle. Spare me the noise of your songs. I don't want to hear the strumming of your lutes. Instead, let justice well up like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Do you bring me sacrifices and offerings in the desert 40 years, house of Israel? No, but now you will bear Sikut as your king and Kirun your images, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves as I exiled you beyond Damascus, says Adonai Elohei Tzavaot. That is his name. That is his name. That is his name. And when the day comes, God will hand it over. For when Adonai gives the order, great houses will be shattered and small houses reduced to rubble. And I will raise up a nation against you, house of Israel, says Adonai Elohei Zavod, and they will oppress you from the entrance of Amah to the Vadi of Arava. Let's go look at Acts 3. Put it in another perspective here. The perspective of what's happening. What is happening?